I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Have you seen the water bottle video yet? President Trump's press conference yesterday, recapping his two-week trip to Asia, it's been getting a lot of attention, and not only for the reasons the Trump administration intended. In a clip that's gone viral, the president fumbles to find some water. Then he picks up a water bottle with a label familiar to many of us, Fiji.
When I talk to big audiences about water, I always ask, how many people in the room think the water in the bottle is really from Fiji? And almost no one ever thinks the water really comes from Fiji.
Aha, but it does. That was Charles Fishman. He's the author of The Big Thirst, The Secret Life and Turbulent Future of Water. We reached him to find out more about how the product in that bottle impacts Fiji's economy and the environment.
You know, my impression of Fiji water when I got to Fiji was much different than the impression you would have trying to understand it from back here in the United States, where we're the largest market by far. In America, Fiji water is a little bit of a ridiculous product. No one ever needs it. It's a pure indulgence. But in Fiji, it has a tremendous economic impact. Fiji water alone is the number one export from the country by dollar value, almost twice as much as any other export.
And if it's so important to Fiji's economy, are the profits going back to like the people who need it?
I think that's a mix, of course. The company's owned by the Resnick family, which is a California agriculture family. They bought it from the original founder. And I suspect that most of the profits come back here to the United States. But in Fiji, you know, they do conservation work. They do help bring water to Fijians. They try and spark entrepreneurial efforts.
So what about the company's environmental track record? What can you tell us about that?
You know, you can't help but pick up this pristine bottle of water. They actually bottle the water in Fiji. They pack it in plastic and shrink wrap and cardboard and put it in a shipping container and then send it all the way around the world. It comes with this ridiculous contrail of sort of carbon impact and carbon pollution, precisely because the people who can afford to buy Fiji water have water coming out of taps in their homes.
Is the water flown from Fiji or shipped by boat? Is the company at least trying to limit the impact?
Yes. Even we Americans couldn't afford Fiji water if it came in cargo airplanes. No, it comes on ships. But, you know, ships are also hugely polluting, and it's a high-intensity factory that's so there's certainly impact there. They claim that they offset 120% of their carbon impact. They claim to be carbon negative. That's a claim they have not reasserted in the last few years. And in fact, when you go to their website, they themselves don't address the question of the carbon impact of the product at all. So they seem like they have sort of given up fighting that fight.
The founder of the company, Fiji Water, he got a 99-year lease on the source in Fiji. Did the new owners pick up that lease as well?
Yeah, they got the lease with the purchase.
Does that suggest that this is going to be kind of the status quo in Fiji for like the next century?
Well, yes and no. The Resnicks have a huge investment in terms of the equipment, the training. But Fiji has a little bit of a history of political tumult. And so it does depend a little bit on what happens with the government in Fiji.
Charles, what do you drink water-wise? What's your potable water plan?
I have a glass of water on my desk right now with ice in it, and the ice and the water are tap water. I'm a tap water guy, but there are members of my family who love Fiji water.
Do they tell you what they like about it?
They like the way it tastes, and there's no difference in taste between Fiji water and lots of other waters. If you set up a blind taste test, even the senior executives of Fiji water wouldn't be able to pick their own water out of five glasses of water in the same glass at the same temperature. And that's the whole point. The carbonated waters aside, all of these waters are selling an experience at the moment that you're thirsty and a kind of a branding and an image. And we Americans, some of us Americans are willing to buy it. Bottled water sales in the United States are at an all-time high. They have never been higher. So all the campaigns against bottled water aren't having that big an impact.
Charles Fishman is the author of The Big Thirst.